It's another Saturday morning when we talk home improvement. Thanks to our friends at Linda's Construction. Denny Long here, along with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Andy, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, great. I am looking and hearing that forecast, and I'm thinking how much work some of us, you know, home do-it-yourselfers and the crews at Lindis, how much work we're getting done.
Yes, looking into this, are the perfect days, you know, where the highs are topping out in the 70s by the end of the week. That's as good as it gets for installing anything on the exterior of your home. It's not too hot, it's not freezing everything. If you have any painting, staining, any, you're going to caulk anything, it's a great time to get the exterior of your home ready for winter. This time of year, I like to go around and just kind of look at everything, check out every seal, every caulking, anywhere I would foam. I'd stand back from my house and try to look at the roof, see if there's any loose shingles. It's just it's a great time of year, and you'll be thanking yourself that you do it now, and you're not trying to figure it out in November when it's freezing out.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point. Be proactive. 651-461-9226. Any kind of a home improvement question for Andy, 651-461-9226. I cannot believe all the interest, Andy, in this GAF solar roofing you have been talking about from time to time on the shows. I thought maybe you could kind of give us kind of a detailed picture of how this stuff is done. What's the installation process, and what do they look like?
So, you know, you can go to our website and you can see some pictures on what they look like. They'd install a lot more similar to shingles than they do solar panels. We still have to have an electrician involved, obviously, to get everything hooked up. But the nice part about this system compared to all other solar systems is the guarantees that we offer with it, meaning we're going to guarantee you that these panels are going to generate whatever X amount of energy we decide the design can do. And if it doesn't, we're going to refund you or add more solar panels in order to make sure that it's generating the power that you need to. Now we have to look at averages, snowfall, shading. There's a lot of factors that go into it. But why I'm confident in our system versus everyone else's is that we've told a few people now that it's just not a viable option with the way their house is situated. Not enough south or east facing slopes, not enough, too much shade, or not, you know, the facets aren't big enough. It can be a variety of things, but we've told people where other solar companies say, yeah, I can make a 10 kW system here. And we said, no, there's no way it'll generate that much money or that much energy. And knowing how much energy ours actually generate compared to any of the standalone panels, if you look online, Denny, the scariest thing for me is I can't find really, and I know companies from California through Florida that I sit on councils with or are part of networking groups, and they all get negative reviews. Solar is like their least favored product. They have negative reviews all the time because people oversell this stuff all the time. They say this is what it's going to do. They're telling you the high end. And what we do is we have to factor in a lot of things to come up with the averages to be honest with people and manage expectations. So I think we're doing a pretty good job of that. And I'm still of the belief that maybe, you know, 15, 20 years from now, the majority of us will be getting some type of solar component added to the roofing, and I'm just happy to be a good partner with GAF Energy and on the front end of this because I really do think it is the future.
Yeah, I think you're right, and why not? What about, you have mentioned this, I think, in past shows about a tax credit that gets involved in this too, right?
Yeah, it's a 30% tax credit on the entire system that I believe you get 5 years to use. So that really does help make the solar system worth it. Now, it can be argued that maybe our federal dollars are better spent elsewhere, especially when it comes to roofing. I really do think there should be a better push for more hail-proof shingles or Class 4 shingles. And then nothing is technically hail-proof, but our Class 4 shingles hold up markedly better than any of the other shingles. You know, we've inspected hundreds of them now and not found damage. So I would like to see maybe more push that way. But the 30% tax credit really helps people, and especially in our area of the world, in the paybacks and getting under 10 years.
We've been talking about these GAF solar roofing, these shingles, and I'm thinking, too, it's not like one size fits all as far as colors. I think they come in various colors to kind of to complement, you know, your home, right?
Yeah, well, the actual shingles that go with the solar panel shingles do come in a variety of colors, but the solar panel component will be, you know, that black color. So you would notice a difference, but we can mix and match other shingle colors with it. You're not going to have the entire roof won't be a solar shingle, but we GAF made a shingle that has the exact same reveal as the solar shingle. So it, you know, it matches up as good as it possibly can be. And comparatively speaking to what panels are over the top of your roof, one, I haven't even talked to a single roofer around the country that has had solar panels put on a roof that haven't leaked. And what I don't like is a lot of solar companies aren't roofers. They're solar companies. And when it comes to anything on your roof, a roofing professional should be involved, especially in our area of the world when we have all of the snow and ice and the big fluctuation in temperatures. Our codes are stricter in Minnesota than most of the states. But having said that, I would still want a roofing professional to be involved in anything that goes on my roof. And I'm saying those, you know what I'm talking about, Denny, like the little 4x8 panels that people put on roofs.
Yeah.
I've yet to find a company around the country that has under a 95% service rate on those things for leaking. And the inverters that go with those usually aren't covered with the warranty. So if an inverter goes bad, that's, you know, another $2,000-$3,000 of expense that you have to go through.
I'm thinking, I'm guessing, that a lot of listeners are going to be contacting Lindis about this, these GAF solar shingles. In fact, I was looking at the month of October. Lindis, correct me if I'm wrong, I think, Lindis, you guys are giving free installation labor on both the GAF asphalt shingles that we talk about for years and these solar shingles. Is that right?
Yes, we are. We're like I said, we're new to this, so we're giving the best deal right now that anyone is ever going to get. The pricing that we have on this is very, very skinny because we want to get as many of these installed out there. We need, you know, and so because it's new, we, like always, we're not, this is we got as good a deals on solar shingles as we ever have had. And so right now it's free labor on any type of roofing product, and Infinity Windows by Marvin.
It's great windows, great windows. And Andy, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. Again, inviting our listeners to join in if you have any kind of a home improvement question. Could be about decks, could be about windows, roofing, siding, whatever the question may be. 651-461-9226. Let's see right now in the Twin Cities. We have fair skies, 65 degrees, heading for 85 today, maybe 83 tomorrow, maybe 84 on Monday. Again, 65 degrees here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show, presented by Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis answering those questions today, 651-461-9226. Listener wants to know the process of getting Lindis over to, like happened years ago at our house, a couple of different times, in fact, and that's insulation. Of course, whatever project you have in mind, Lindis will always show up and give you an estimate, absolutely free. That first visit is free. But how does Lindis do this inspection and all that? Give us the rundown on insulation.
Well, believe it or not, we're going to have to get in the attic. I know that sounds pretty rudimentary, but the access to attics are usually in closets. So if you can make sure that area is accessible, that helps. But we're going to use a variety of diagnostic tools up in the attic, our infrared imaging. We have scopes that we can put into the wall to try to see what's going on. We're going to use a vapor stick in order to find airflow. We're going to tell you the exact R value that you have currently, whether or not you have a vapor barrier, the type of attic air sealing that we would have to do, and then we will sit down and go over the scope of work and tell you exactly how we're going to remove your old insulation, whether or not we're going to use spray foam, add venting to your roofing or intake to your soffit area, a variety of things. But our goal is to get the attic the same temperature as it is outside. We do a really good job of eliminating ice dams and heat loss on people's houses. It's not always the cheapest route, but I'm telling you, from an overall comfort level of your home, it's one of the best things you can do. And from a health standpoint of your house, it really is. When you look at the amount of air that we see traveling through attics, and knowing that that insulation is essentially a giant filter to the air that you're breathing, and if there's rodent problems in there, which we run into all of the time, mold issues, which we run into all of the time, then that can be in the air that you're breathing. The mold issues happen because when you have all that warm air that's escaping your home into your attic space, which is going to have cold surfaces, it's going to create frost. And when it warms up, that frost melts and rains onto your insulation. So it compacts it, lowering the R value, and it can make mold and mildew happen in your attic. I've been in numerous attics where in the springtime where it does feel like it's raining in there. And it's not like the stains on your ceiling. We all think it's roofing issues. A lot of times it's condensation issues that we're finding in the attics that are causing this. So it's something that if you don't know what's going on, our inspections are free, Denny. We're going to come in there. You're going to know. We're going to shoot a video, take a bunch of pictures, take a bunch of measurements. We're going to, again, use our infrared imaging so you can see all the hot spots. As the weather cools, those tools get easier and easier to use. So if you don't know, have us come out and we'll give you that free estimate and take a look at it.
Absolutely. I recall when you and your crews were at our house years ago. Talk about those smoke sticks. Where are those used? How do you use those, and what parts of the house do you walk around and use them?
All of any of the entry areas, the basement we're going to, I know, but the rim is something that we're going to want to take a look at. The foundation is something we're going to want to take a look at. So anywhere that air could possibly leak, especially as it gets colder and you're in your air, the house is trying to suck air in different spots or release air, we're going to find that out so we can come up with the best plan to seal off your attic. I know sometimes it doesn't make a lot of sense to take a look at the basement, but everything works together, especially if you have any type of balloon framing. That's something that, like that stack effect, how do I explain this? Well, Denny, you and I have talked before, like outlet covers.
Oh, yes.
And hardware stores and big box stores will sell those foam inserts that you can put in an outlet cover to stop the airflow coming in. People think that's air coming from through your siding into the outlet. No, that's air coming down your wall from your attic space. Windows, we go out to window jobs all the time. People think they have leaky windows. What they really have is a problem in their attic. And because the air is coming off the trim of the windows or the outlet area. If you have that, you have an attic problem, not a wall problem.
Now, if again, budget-wise, and again, when you come in with that free, you give them all this information. And I think we should mention, too, that all the information you get, you give the customer, the possible customer, is free.
Correct.
And theirs to keep, right? Regardless of whether they choose Lindus or not. But if you had the budget was there, what would you do? Give us the process of what foam and the various things types, fiberglass, cellulose. What is the, in your opinion, what is the ideal way of completely redoing somebody's attic?
You could go all the way to the radar value with foam. And if space is an issue, that could be the ticket. But from a budgetary standpoint, I don't think it's worth it. What I do think is worth is putting down 2 inches of close cell and then blowing in a cellulose over the top to get to a total R value of R60. And from a budget standpoint, that saves you some money. Cellulose also has the fire retardant that goes on cellulose. It's not a 100% pest deterrent or rodent deterrent, but I've seen less problems with rodents and cellulose than fiberglass. They make other types of insulating material that people have tried over the years, but cellulose or fiberglass would be the two things I would consider putting over the top of spray foam. But I always use cellulose for the most part.
Okay. Yeah, it makes such a huge difference. Makes a big dent, puts a big dent in those heating and cooling bills, I'll tell you. All right, I'm getting a signal. We need to take a break and have a look at that forecast. It looks like summer, at least for a few more days. We'll get you details. And if you have any kind of a home improvement question, we still have time to take yours at 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And we're back, welcoming your home improvement questions for Andy Lindis, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. You know, Andy, you and I have talked over the last few weeks, and you're right, I don't think, and again, I was thinking about it last night in anticipation of the show today, that I am seeing and or hearing so many window commercials from so many different places. And when, you know, when I think about, and you mentioning Marvin, I mean, that name has been around, and for good reason. It's been around for years because of quality product. And that's what you guys love to install, don't you? What's the difference in Marvin to compare it to, without mentioning names, some of these other guys?
Well, why I love the Infinity window more than any of the other windows that we've installed, whether those are wood or vinyl windows, is the lack of service work we've had to complete on them. It's under 4%, and I need the job over 5 years old. Like, we just don't have service calls or things that break on our Infinity windows. I can't say that about any of the wood windows we've installed, any of the vinyl windows we've installed. They have a lot higher failure rates than anything that we've done from Marvin. They have a great warranty. But what I truly love about I installed the biggest Infinity windows that they would make. Like, this is as big as windows you can make, and I made a room around it. And when it's below zero, that room still holds the heat. They do a really good job of doing what they're intended to do, and leave it to the people in about as far north in the continental U.S. you can get to make a window designed to be warm in the wintertime. Now, we actually have a really good solar heat gain on those windows as well, meaning the lower the sun gets in the horizon, as it does in the winter for us, the more solar heat gain you're going to get from our windows. So I've seen on numerous occasions where it's below zero. My thermostat is set at 72, and it's 74 degrees in that room. Now, it has a spray foamed roof, a spray foamed walls. It's in-floor heat, so it does retain more energy than a lot of spaces. But I know if I had any other type of window in there, I wouldn't be getting the same results. So I've tested our windows against other windows. We take the inside temperature of the glass, and it's always a degree or two warmer than any of the other windows that we've installed. What that means is if you have frost up issues on your windows, it'll be less likely to happen on the Infinity window in that room because the inside pane of glass is going to be warmer than a lot of other windows.
You've used the term full-frame replacement, full-frame window replacement. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if other people do that. What exactly is that? And do other people do that too, for the most part?
Not really. The majority of the windows that get installed are inserts. So what they're going to do is take the operating piece of the window out. So on a double hung, that's the two pieces that go up and down. And then they put a new window inside that frame, which that new window is going to perform pretty good. And it might look good, and you can trim it out nicely. But you're going to lose glass space, and you're not doing anything to address any air infiltration issues or water infiltration issues. So I think it was over 80%. I don't know the exact number, Danny, that we replace rotten wood on window replacements. Over 8 out of 10 of our customers, when we do a window replacement house, we're going to end up having to fix some framing somewhere because of water infiltration or air infiltration issues. You don't even find that out unless you do a full frame replacement. So, and what you have to look at rotten wood it's the cancer of a house. It will spread. Like, when you don't address it, this is why small leaks should be looked at and taken care of immediately when you can. The small leaks can turn into thousands of dollars worth of damage when they don't address it. And it could be a $15, $20 fix. You know, if the wood isn't rotten, it's just wet, we can dry that out and fix the leak. But when rot gets into the wall, it will start to spread. That it'll keep going and going and going. I've reframed entire walls before because of rotten wood, because of poorly installed windows and or flashing.
We're just joining us. We're talking with Andy Lindis about windows, specifically the Infinity Marvin windows. It's one thing I think that that Marvin has and has had for years, and maybe we don't talk about it enough, but our aesthetics. I mean, as far as the exterior, certainly, but certainly the interior, you can really... Now, you guys have worked on old... Lindis has worked on old homes like in Stillwater, right?
Yeah. Summit and Avenue. When other contractors say no, we say yes. For whatever reason, we find ourselves in these historical homes all the time trying to match, and we do a really good job with that. Now, what's cool is the Infinity product, because it's all Trex, it's not wood, it's a fiberglass-like material. We put a Everwood material on the inside and stain that to match whatever trim you currently have or are changing to. And we will stain all of the trim that we install to match custom to that home. I'm telling you, Danny, our stain and paint shop that we have, that crew up there, does a bang-up job. If you saw the packaging that they have of trim and millwork that we do with our windows, these guys and gals do a really good job. They're worth their weight in gold. And for our guys to be able to show up with already pre-made stained trim, and now we just have to be finished carpenters, that makes our lives way easier. We're not staining anything on the job site or anything like that to try to match. This is all done professionally, and it looks like a brand new opening when we're done with it.
Oh yeah, it really does. And, you know, in some of these ads for window companies, at least one that I recall, most don't even talk about the glass. How important is glass? What kind of glass material does Infinity from Marvin use?
Only the best. Good folks at Cardinal with the stainless steel spacer, and it's a little bit wider than a lot of window companies use. So that wider space is going to allow us to fill it with more gas and have a better job of having that inside pane of glass as warm as it needs to be. Now, I truly believe that most triple pane operations are a fugazi, meaning that there's more thermal transfer that happens with triple pane. It's a sales gimmick for the most part. Krypton gas, if you upgrade from argon gas to krypton, that can be worth it, but it's gotten way expensive over the years. But the why we like the stainless steel spacer is because of lack of seal failure. If you've ever gone to a window and seen how it could be foggy, it's because of seal failure. It's no coincidence that the best manufacturers of windows in the world, the three major ones, Pella, Anderson, and Marvin, their high-end windows are going to have a stainless steel spacer. Anything else hasn't passed the sniff test for me. And when I look at seal failure and catastrophic failure, the only one that I've seen tested that doesn't have it is the stainless steel. So that's something to take a look for. You don't really hear much about super spacers or foam spacers anymore. Again, because that was put out there to try to fool the consumer of it being cool and different, and was a sales pitch. And that kind of stuff doesn't have the legs to last. When you look at how old Marvin is, and what they're trying to do, they worry about what happens 20 years from now. They're not trying to win the next quarter, the next month. It's they're trying to make a window that's going to last and last a long time.
Yeah, great company. We just got a text a minute or two ago, Andy. Let me just read it. Can you, meaning Lindis, perform a full frame window replacement on a 100-year-old home with a stucco exterior and a lath and plaster interior? Comes from Minneapolis.
Yep. Not fun, but we sure can. And we do on the regular basis. Yeah. It's more fun than removing the stucco or the plaster and lath and on the interior of a home. That was my first job. I was on what was called the Lindus Destruction Crew, Denny, and when we weren't tearing off roofing, we were gutting out houses or tearing off siding, and plaster, lath, there's just no easy way to get it off a wall. It's a dirty job, and you're going to sledgehammer a lot and sweep even more, it seems like.
Unending sweeping. I know we have to break here in a moment, but I wanted to, as far as windows, if somebody needs maybe repairs or maybe they want to get, you know, a couple of replaced, what's the process? What just to call Lindus and you guys will come out, and that first visit always free, and they'll give you some options, right?
Absolutely. We'll come up with as many options as you want. And this is what a lot of our customers do. You know, dream big to start. And it's not uncommon that, hey, we're going to replace these three windows this year, that door next year, and do the rest the following year. People do that all of the time. Now, we do have some really good partners in the banking world. So we do have some payment options that are available and some pretty decent interest rates. So we can always talk about that too if you want to try to complete the entire project at once. But we'll sit down. If you got a couple of problem windows, there's no job. We've never had a minimum. So no job too big or too small. We'll come out and do them all. And one of our favorite things is going back to past customers. That's
absolutely,
you know, nature of the game. That's why it's over 60% of our work every year is from past customers or repeat business, and another 25% of it's from referrals. So that makes life pretty easy. We'll gladly keep coming back to your house to put more windows in.
Absolutely. Andy, hang on. We'll invite our listeners to join in on in the remaining minutes. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, it doesn't have to be about windows. It can be about any home improvement project you may have in mind. 651-461-9226. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. And Denny Long back with Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. If you want to get in touch with those good folks, 8449-LINDUS. Easiest number to remember, 8449-LINDUS. Andy, we have a few minutes to go till the end of the show. I'm looking at some text messages that have come in. Somebody had a tree limb fall on their roof, just a couple of shingles, it looks like, that were damaged. And I guess the question is, what would Lindus do in a situation like that?
Come out and replace the shingles and repair them, and just inspect. Yeah, we do that type of work all the time. It's a nice part. If roof can be repaired, I say repair it. For me, not replace it. We tell that to people all the time, or if nothing needs to happen at all, we say, hey, check this out again next year. And we'll go from there. But a couple shingles is a pretty easy project, and something that usually most roof repairs take less than a day to complete. So we're not talking about a crazy expense. But as we talked about earlier, Denny, if you don't repair that roof, it could be thousands of dollars. And truss damage, insulation damage, roof decking, you name it. I would get a professional to take a look at it if you're comfortable. Doing a roof repair yourself, you know, by all means, go for it. But if you haven't done a lot of roofing, I'd get a professional out to at least take a look at it and get their opinion.
I think about all lately the news stories, all the video of all this destruction these storms have and are causing. And a texter sent this in earlier this morning. He said, with all the damage done by this hurricane, do you think we will see a shortage of shingles in this area?
You know, it always has an effect on the building supply market. I know that affects some people. For us, we're pretty smart at how we buy our shingles and where we buy them, and have really, again, I'm loyal, and so are my partners. So my partnership with GAF and our supply house Beacon is solid. I have no doubt. I don't care what goes on in the country. We will always be able to get shingles and the right kind of shingles to install. Now, there might lead to price increases. I sure hope not. I think manufacturing as a whole has caught up and gotten better since 2020, when we had some of the craziest price increases that I've ever seen and supply crunches that I've ever seen. It was a combination of factors that led to that. So this hurricane, though, is a big one. There's a lot of damage and a lot of flooding and a lot of people in need. And I worry about our insurance industry as a whole and how much of that this can sustain. I know places in Florida are uninsurable already. The state of Florida has had to come up and create their own insurance program called Citizens in order to insure some homeowners in the state, because there's not a carrier that is in business that wants to write anything in that area. And I know as people need to start to understand this, as we put things on our home, the higher quality materials that we can put on our home, the more class 4 rating shingles that we can put on our home, or like there's wind ratings on a lot of our materials and installation techniques that we can do that is going to help us. And in tree trimming, I'm telling you, if a tree's rubbing against your house, it needs to go. And it will cause damage. We do a lot of roof repairs, Danny, because a branch has rubbed all the granules and shingles off that area. We need to, as homeowners, we need to take a look at that and maintain our places the best we can, and hopefully not have to do an insurance claim, because that process is getting more and more difficult and harder to do and more expensive. So the more everyone can do to pull their part, the better off we're going to be. And these hurricanes, I don't know what we can do to build things better to withstand flooding, but this is a big one. This is some damage, but I don't think it's going to affect our pricing as of now. Now, having said that, I mean, it's only September. There could be a lot more storms, and we're not out of the woods yet for severe weather in many either, Denny. This has been a slow year for severe weather, thankfully. We needed one of these years, so I'm the one roofer probably in the area saying, please no hail. Please no hail. We don't need it. Everything's been being caught back up. It's we're okay without hail. I'd rather only have to replace a roof because it's old. I hate replacing roofs because storms come through. It just 3.3 billion tons of asphalt shingles still going to landfills every year, Denny, and that's a number that sticks out in my head. I think about that number probably daily.
Yeah, I bet you do. Andy, we're just about out of time. For those folks that want to get Lindis to come on over, 844-9-LINDIS, and it's almost October. What kind of deals can be had at Lindis?
Free labor on GAF Energy solar shingles and all GAF roofing, and free labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin. And as always, all inspections are free. You want us to go crawl around your attic and tell you exactly what's going on? Call us. We'll come out and do it for free and go from there. This is what we do, and we do it really, really well. You'll like the detailed plans that we come up with. And again, those plans are yours to keep. You can do it yourself, hire another contractor. I don't care. I think just have us come out, and we'll give you the best ideas we can.
844-9-LINDIS. Andy, let's talk again next week.
Sounds great, Denny. Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a good week. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Denny Long, thanking you for your company. Thank you, Ryan Perfich, for the great job you did. And a reminder, we'll be back for Susie tomorrow morning. Our friend Dr. David Hilden will be answering any kind of a health care question in the 7 o'clock hour. So see you tomorrow morning here, News Talk 830 WCCO.